we didn't know what was going to happen, or, but we did know that we would all be involved. I didn't have to go to the infantry at, as they did, but I had an opportunity to go to one of the Army Air Corps technical schools, and I'll talk about that just a little bit later. It was while there that I had an opportunity to meet Joe DiMaggio. We were waiting to be reassigned, and the squadron that I was in, he was the physical training instructor and would organize and conduct baseball games for us in our spare time. We didn't have much, but what we did, that's what we did. So I had an opportunity to meet him on several occasions. He never did remember it, I'm sure, but I did. We started out over Germany, and we had gotten deep into Germany. Real deep. We were not too far from where you start to make your bomb run for the target, and we got hit about the hardest I've ever seen with fighters. The fighter that were everywhere, and the anti-aircraft was terrible. And we lost a bunch of planes and crews from our group. I think it was something like 9 of our planes were shot down by all these fighters coming in. And it was just terrible. You could see the fighters jump on a B-17 that had been crippled and had to drop out of formation. And here'd come these enemy fighters in on it, just one right after the other. And I remember looking at one down there that the flight engineer in that plane that was being shot, that was crippled, the B-17, was firing so, and he knocked 3 of those enemy fighters out of the air before they finally shot them down. Of course, he and his crew went down, but he gave a good account of himself before he went down. Well, on the 14th of April, we had time for another mission, and it was a rather unusual mission. We were to fly to bomb on the coast of France and the Royan Peninsula. It was a pocket of Germans been holed up there ever since the invasion on D-Day, and they'd just been bypassed. And every time then the planes would go over, they'd shoot at them, and it was just a big problem. They wouldn't surrender, so we had to go in and see what we could do to knock them out. Now, this was the only tactical mission that we flew. All of our missions had been strategic, but this was tactical, where we were flying, actually, bombing personnel, and we were flying at about 10,000 feet, which was, for us, very low altitude. And for the first time in the war with Germany, we were carrying and using napalm bombs, which was a form of gasoline jelly. They were incendiaries, and what they did to make them up, they would take the wing tanks that we used on fighter airplanes, gasoline, and fill them with napalm and put fuses in them and take them out. We didn't have, none of us had any experience with these things at all, and the armament people didn't, but that's what we were going to use to bomb them. And so we put them in, and off we went, and got up and started getting to altitude, and they had been filled too full of napalm, and I looked in the bomb bay to go back to arm the fuses, and the things were spewing that gasoline jelly all outside of them and into the bomb bay. So I got on the radio intercom and told the rest of the crew, don't anybody light up a cigarette or cause a spark in here, because we're flying incendiary. I told them what was happening. Well, we went ahead on, and we bombed Royan. In fact, we went to Royan twice, and that day and the next one, and we flying again at about 10,000 feet, and we were flying element lead, and our plane was the lead plane in element lead, which meant it's a three-plane formation, and going in, and we were dropping this fire bombs on them. Well, what happens when the napalm would hit and explode. It would throw this flaming jelly, and it would stick to anything that it hit, buildings, vehicles, people, anything. And it just was a very hot incinerator. Well, after 2 days of bombing them, and the Navy, French Navy and the American Navy were bombing, were shelling them from the coast, they were burned out, literally, and they capitulated and surrendered. And so that was the end of the resistance in the Royan Peninsula.